Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 163 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 7th of April 2024. After a great Easter weekend at the Stagger Inn in Perth, I was looking for a theme for this week and started with today's date, April the 7th. This gets us started well, as William Wordsworth was born this day in 1770. His most famous poem mentions a host of golden daffodils, so our opening jig is Spring Daffodils by Sue McKinnell. Wands cross, cast and dance half figures of eight, man up, lady down, to face first corners, left hand joined with partner. Set to corners, swivel inwards and set to third corners. Then turn fourth corner, left hand, to face second corner, left hands joined. Repeat setting and swiveling and turn first corner, left hand, to second place, opposite sides. Right shoulder reels of three on the sides in six bars and cross over 7-8. Sue McKinnell recommends a recording for the Moody Board, and this is the Carfoffle Cayley Band from 1992. Thank you. Moody Wort is by James Oswald. Cape Breton Jig in A is traditional. Scarce a Tatties is by Norman MacLean. And Bessie Bell and Mary Gray is traditional. Then I found a medley called Dancing with the Daffodils by Holly Boyd. 32 bars in a square set, danced 4 times through. The first 8 bars are a meanwhile chasing figure, which finishes back in place but improper. Then a double ladies chain, dancing roles reversed, i.e. men giving right hand in the middle and turning a lady left hands on the sides. Then an 8 bar filler of advancing, dancing out and turning. And the last 8 bars is a set and rotate for 4 couples around the set, which sounds quite neat. Dance twice in Strathspey time and twice in real time. This is a new recording for the Glasgow's 100th anniversary called A Change of Pace, played by Martin Skeen's Scottish Dance Band. Martin Skeen's band played Loss Road, Walking o' the Feld, Miss Betty Forbes by Isaac Cooper, and Cold as Real. As you'll remember, Wordsworth's poem began, "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills." So our next dance is The Moving Cloud by Ian Kinroy. This reel is also maybe suitable for Tim Peake, the British astronaut, who is 52 today. The dance begins as our first did, with cross-cast and half figures of 8 to face first corners. Half reel of 4 with first corners and then second corners. Then all cross right, and as corners set, 1's cast right, and all repeat that up and down. The last eight bars are left shoulder reels of three on the sides. Alan Gardner and his band recorded Highlander Music's 7 CD in 1999. Tunes from Alan Gardner were The Moving Cloud by Willie McGuire, Itchy Fingers by Pipe Major Robert Pinkman, The Blackbird by Charles Bannatyne, Dinky's Reel and Green Groves of Erin, both traditional, and The Brolam by Charles Bannatyne. Going back in time, Dick Turpin, the infamous English highwayman, died this day in 1739. Not surprisingly, I had to think fairly laterally to find something for this. So this is another by Sue McKinnell, Carefree Highway, which I suppose they might have been a bit more after Turpin's death compared with before. Very briefly, one set, cast and turn through the threes to finish between them, all facing down. Dance down and back. First lady with partner behind faces third lady for an alternating tandem reel of three across to second place, own sides facing out into mirror reels of three on the sides. This track references another Dick altogether, Dick Whittington, played by Jim Lindsay and his band. Jim Lindsay played five tunes, The Trip to London by Maurice Lennon, Dunrovin Farm by Michael Gray, Mom's Jig by Jerry Holland, Susan and Fergie by Muriel Johnston, and The Parting Shot by Ian Robertson. I suppose that tune name could be relevant. Going way back now, in 1141, Empress Matilda, who was the daughter of Henry I of England and Matilda of Scotland, became the first female ruler of England, adopting the title Lady of the English. As a claimant to the English throne during the civil war known as the Anarchy, her son became Henry II in 1154. So Matilda took me to Australia and a Strathspey called R1's Matilda by Norma McCabe from Nowra, New South Wales, on the banks of Shoalhaven River. R1 was a New Zealand-bred racehorse who won the 1978 Melbourne Cup. The name R1 was made from reversing the word Nowra, where one of the syndicate that owned him lived. My assumption is that Matilda was one of his offspring. Anyway, if that is convoluted enough, then I have chosen Glengarry Homestead music with Click Go the Shears and Waltzing Matilda. Marian Anderson's recording from the Kangaroo Paw CD. We will return to Matilda later, as the only dances I found were all Strath Bays. Time to say happy birthday to Humza Yousaf, the Scottish First Minister, who is 39 today. His official residence is in Charlotte Square, Edinburgh, and conveniently, John Drury wrote an 8x32 bar reel of that name. The dance looks relatively straightforward, with a setting to corners movement we've already had today. John Drury requested the trumpet hornpipe, and I was surprised that there were no 8x32 recordings which began with it. This one by Alex MacArthur has it as the second tune. MacArthur and his band played Dr. Bob Smith by Stan Hamilton, the trumpet hornpipe, the black score, and the Jolly Miller. From Edinburgh to Glasgow, and good-hearted Glasgow, devised by Peter Knapman in 1988 for the Greater Glasgow Health Board campaign. World Health Day is a global health awareness day celebrated every year on the 7th of April since 1950 to mark the World Health Organization's founding in 1948, and is seen as an opportunity by the organization to draw worldwide attention to a subject of major importance to global health each year. This year the theme is My Health, My Right. This recording for Good Hearted Glasgow features Derek Hamilton's one-man band, the Irvine Valley Band. tune Good Hearted Glasgow is by David Ross, and this was followed by Barley Cakes, Canadian Capers and Canadian Jig, all traditional. For our 8x Strathspey, I thought Wellness by Els Vanderkamp would be very appropriate. It begins with ones crossing down, changing places with the threes, crossing back up and changing places with the twos. Mirror reels of three on the side. All advance and retire and turn two hands. Then the ones and twos change places by first lady and second man crossing right hand while their partners set, three quarters of a right hand across and both couples set. No recording, but thinking of Tim Peake's birthday, here is Stan Hamilton playing Up in the Air.
Thank you.
Hamilton and His Flying Scotsman played Sir George Clark of Pennycook and Mrs. Stuart Nicholson, both by Nathaniel Gow, and Mrs. Scott Skinner by James Scott Skinner. Our last event today is that in 1906 Mount Vesuvius erupted and devastated Naples. For this, we have a 5x32 bar reel called Over the Volcano by Tim Ayres, who wrote it within sight of Mexico's famous volcano, Popocatépetl. There is a diagram for this dance which proves very useful to interpret the first 8 bars, where everyone is moving and setting, moving and setting. Then there are 4 half-diagonal reels of 4, and the last 8 bars are logical and repetitive, but the diagram definitely helps. Here's Ewan and Graham Cairns with Gi Laldi. Graham played Cadham Wood by Adam Rennie, Neil Gow's Farewell to Whiskey, Dance the Baby by Andrew Rankin, and Billy Tom's Reel by Jim Johnston. Back to Matilda for our last Strasbourg, which is Matilda's a Delight by Raphael Augeret, devised in 2011 and adopted by the RSCDS for Book 50 Spring Fling in 2016. The lead tune is Air for Megan by Tom Robertson, and here it is played by his dad, Ian, with Muriel Johnston. Thank you. Air for Megan by Tom Robertson, followed by A Friend for All Seasons and Half a World Away, both by Ian Robertson, from the CD Robertson, A Musical Heritage. And we can think of our volcano with this last dance, the peat fire flame, though I actually chose it because Andrew Rankin's recording includes Health and Joy Be With You, an excellent greeting any day, but certainly on World Health Day. Fireflame was composed by Marjorie Kennedy Fraser, and Alistair of the Dun, Pulling Bracken, and Health and Joy Be With You are all traditional. Something suitable to finish with. Well, all those different ideas today, from spring daffodils, racehorses, to astronauts, politicians and health, brought me to the CD Wired Up to the Moon by Ian Cruickshanks, and this track, Primrose Valley Waltz. Hope you've enjoyed the music. My usual thanks to Ewan and Andy at Radio GH, and join me again next week for another programme of the Sunday Class Dance. Bye!